Blog Talk Radio.
Mama's sight, your overseas call this is life, like the hood's right, Zion, yes.
The glory of Lebanon will offload the yacht plane. That's what we stepping on the next plane. We'll send it on. The bees are dying, Florida was trying. Look like death coming to Babylon. The nation about to be born. A pure language giving the call on the name of Yah. All people will serve the sun, the black supremacist. No hippie on the stick, looking like Dennis. The menace, the demon is finished. When the wicked fall, the meek and creep. Israel is free. Yeah. Rejoice in the death of the beast. The resurrection of Yah's people. All your children will be righteous. Walking in God's likeness. Mercy and happiness. All glory in the mighty Yah is blessed. See the truth manifest in Yah's rest.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of our Nothing But the Truth edition of Wake Up Jacob here at the House of Israel of Cincinnati. Located at 1907 Vine Street. And we're here to bring you the word of Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us and raised us up to bring you his words of truth. And that's what I will do. And shalom to everyone listening in the internet audience. I am Mori Isha. And we are going to bring you the word of Yahweh. And today, or tonight rather, we're going to finalize a series of teachings that we started last first day on scripture definitions. We dealt with day and night, morning and evening, month and moon, the year, Lord and God, or Yahweh Elohim, and now we're going to deal with seasons. And why are we dealing with scripture definitions? We're dealing with scripture definitions because we are bringing you the word of Yahweh according to the word of Yahweh. If you look in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, it reads in Isaiah 29, verse 13, "Wherefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips they do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. And because of this, it is incumbent upon us, Yahweh's servants, to give you and teach you the fear of Yahweh by the precepts of Yahweh." See, some people think that you can't find out everything you need to know from the book of Yah. But look what Yah says in Psalms 40. In Psalms 40, it says in verse 7 or verse 6, "Sacrifice and offering thou dost not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me." See, the book of Yahweh is written about him. He's in it, in the volume of it. And if you understand who Yahweh is, that he is the source of all life, that he is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, that he is the whole shebang. There's nobody but Yah. And he is life. His words are life. Therefore, everything you need to know is in the book of the Most High. And if you want to know what thus says Yah, as Moray Elisha used to say, you have to define the word of Yahweh using the word of Yahweh. You have to define the scriptures using the scriptures. And you want to know what things mean according to the word of the Most High. Yes, in today's society, they put out all kind of auxiliary texts, all kind of subsidiary references, all kind of reference books in order to mate themselves with the scriptures. But what did Yahweh say about needing another book? In the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, verse 16. See, this is good to know. If you're just coming into the knowledge, if you're new in the knowledge, and you want to know how to learn the word of the Most High, and you want to learn how to study the word of the Most High and gain wisdom from the word of the Most High, this is how you do it. You do what it says in Isaiah 34 and 16. "Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail, None shall want her mate, for my soul it hath commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. See, that's how you learn about the Creator. Seek out of the book of Yah and read. And don't seek out of the concordance. Don't seek out of Webster's. Don't seek from Google and Bing and Facebook. But seek out of the book of Yah and read it. And that's how you will know what the Creator, or what he means. That's how you'll know what the Creator means. That's how you'll know what the Creator says. But we want to know, how do you define the word of the Most High? We define day. And day was defined in the scriptures as being called light. And Yahweh called the light day, it says. In the darkness, he called night. And the morning was daybreak, when the light is coming in. In the evening was the end of the day, when the light is going out. And the month is a collection of days, 30 to be exact. And the moon is the lesser light. And a year is 360 days, 12 months. See, we define this all from the book of the Most High. You don't need to go anywhere else to know what Yah is saying. And that's what you can do with any word in the scriptures. You want to find out what Yahweh means, just go to the book. So we're going to deal with seasons today. And you'll see this word season in the scriptures various times. Nevertheless, this word season in English has three different words attached to it from the Hebrew. Three different ones. You'll have a season, well, four. You'll have a season in the book of Leviticus. It says season the sacrifice. And we all know what that seasoning is. That's seasoning to make something smell and taste well. So we know that we're not dealing with that season. But then you'll have a season, like it says here in the book of Exodus, the 18th chapter. And I want to get you clear on what season we're dealing with. Exodus, the 18th chapter. And we'll read in verse 25, where it says, Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. In hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. So what is this season? These seasons are times. Like, at all times. They judged the people at all times. The scriptures, the English version, use seasons. The Hebrew word is eth. Eth. And when you cross-reference this word, you'll see that this is applied to times, every time, this time, every time. Then there's another season. There's another word for season. And this word for season is used in first place you'll see it used is Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. The first verse. There's another place it's used. Well, no, yes, there's another place it's used, but we'll get to that. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the first verse reads, to everything there is a season. And that word season is a Hebrew word zaman. And it's saying to everything there's an appointment, an occasion, and a time to every purpose under heaven. So, then there's another season that the scriptures use. And where it says in Ecclesiastes, to everything there's a season, that's really not different than the season we're about to deal with. This is a different word. It's zaman, and it means appointment. And you know it means appointment because it's saying when you cross-reference. And this is what the concordance is good for. It's called cross-referencing. Where is this word used again? And how is it used? Where is that Hebrew word used, and what is it translated to in English? And so another place where this zaman is used is in the book of Numbers, or Nehemiah, the 10th chapter. And in Nehemiah, the 10th chapter, if you look at verse 34, it says, and we cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering to bring it into the house of our Elohim, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed, year by year, to burn upon the altar of Yahweh our Elohim, as it is written in the law. And this word appointed is the Hebrew word zaman, which was also used in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, when it says a season and a time to everything. In this word season is zaman. And so it means an appointment. It's something appointed. But now let's look at the main focus of where these all originate from. Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse reads, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs. These lights are for signs and for seasons. They're like signs for seasons. Signs for days. Signs for years. That's what these lights are for. Signs, seasons, days, and years. But these seasons, the Hebrew word is moed. In plural is moedim. And the concordance will tell you it means appointed time. Well, the other word that meant seasons also meant appointed. But did Yahweh say that these mean, is this an appointed time? Let's see what this means. These lights are for signs and for seasons and days and years. But where else do we see this word seasons used in this manner? Or what manner is it used in. Well, go to the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter. I urge you to take notes, because what we've been teaching is vital information that relates to not only your salvation, but to how you conduct yourself, how you harmonize with nature. See, the heathen has taught us not to be in harmony with nature, but Yahweh is the exact opposite. He wants you to learn how to be in harmony with his creation. And in Numbers, the 28th chapter, verse 1 reads, "And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savor unto me, shall you observe to offer unto me in their due season." Due. That word due should tell you a lot. Because when a paper is due, when your rent is due, when your bills are due, when a baby is due. So what is this in their due season? Meaning it's something that is appointed. Because your rent being due is an appointed occasion. At this particular time, all the time, repeatedly, at the same time, your rent is due. Whether it's the 1st, the 15th, or the 30th, your rent is due. You got 2 weeks and your paper is due. Well, that's because it was appointed. It was fixed. It was set. It was set. It was placed. And it was occasioned to be there. That's why there is a season, which is an appointment, an occasion. There's a season and a time to all things, to every purpose under heaven. And Yahweh said that this shall be observed in their due season. We're going to see what this is, but let me show you some more supporting facts to verify what season is. In the book of Numbers, the 9th chapter. Read the book of Numbers, the 9th chapter. It says in verse 1, "And Yahweh spake to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season." What is he saying? What is he saying? What's this appointment? Well, does season mean appointed? Or does season mean fixed? What is the occasion? Is it saying in his season? Is that in his season? Some people think the word season means feast. In his feast, they think these are the same words. So let's see what the Creator is saying. So what the Creator is saying, when you look at this word and it says appointed season, you're thinking those are two words. Well, in Hebrew, it's just one. And the word is moed, which in English, in the first chapter of Genesis, means season. But what is the application of this season? Why do you think it says appointed season? Because, see, the heathen believe that the word season can be time, can be appointed, it can float in and out, but not necessarily. See, a season is appointed, it's fixed. And look here, in the book of Deuteronomy, that's why it's an occasion. And I'm going to show you that this is fixed. In Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, start reading in verse 5. It reads, "Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahweh your Elohim giveth thee. But at the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt." See, this season we came out of Egypt was a fixed time. It was something occasioned and fixed. Time went through it. Things happened in it. But this particular position was fixed. This season is fixed. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, that's what it says. He judged them in all seasons. Well, that word is eth, which means just times. He judged them at all times. He judged them at all times. And then it says here in Exodus, the 13th chapter, verse 10, "Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year." Why? It's appointed. It's fixed. It's an occasion. It's given at a particular place for a particular reason. Now go to the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter, and we're going to see these different appointments. These different occasions. In the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter, verse 21. "And Yahweh smelled a sweet savor, and Yahweh said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." These are seasons. And why? Because they're appointed, they're fixed, and they have a position, and time moves through it. You can't have the summer during the winter. You can live in Miami, Florida, and it's winter time, and it could be 90 degrees. And you can live in Anchorage, Alaska, and in summertime, and it's 10 degrees. It's not the temperature that makes the season. It's the occasion. And because these lights are four seasons, you can easily know when the season is with the sign. For instance, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. When is seed time? Go to the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Just showing you these seasons. In Leviticus 26, verse 4 reads, verse 3, if you will walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, do them, then I will give you rain in due season. That means a due time. And all the land, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing, which is when you start breaking up the ground, shall reach unto the vintage, which is when you harvest. And the vintage, which is the harvest, shall reach unto the sowing time, which is the same as seed. And you shall eat your bread into the full and dwell in your land safely. So what when are these seasons? Vintage is harvest. Harvest, it's called harvest because you're doing something. The season has a purpose. That's why it says a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. That season has a purpose, and that's why it's appointed. It's not appointed because it's cold or it's hot. It's not appointed because of how warm it is outside. It's appointed for a purpose. Even the heat is appointed for a purpose. And the cold is appointed for a purpose. So there is a harvest or a vintage. There's a threshing or a seed time or a sowing time. These all have a purpose. And we have to know the purpose. And once you know that purpose, you'll know their season. Look in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. This is why it's so very important to study the word of the Creator. Because Yahweh is not a religious deity. Yahweh is not a philosophical character. Yahweh is not some class you take in college. It's not theory. You know what theory is. Theory is a Greek word, and it's what they give to how they believe the gods are. So this is not theory. This is not any of those things. Yahweh, all his work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. So when you're dealing with the ways of the Creator, you're dealing with judgment. Definitive things. See, that's what judgment is. It's something definitive. How else would you need to know how to define the word of the Most High? If you want to define the word of the Most High, you want to know the judgment. You want to know what it is, and if it is what it is, you want to know the facts. It's definition. Because it's real. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, the 7th verse reads, yea, the stork in the heaven knows her Moedim. That's that word there is. And what is Moedim? What was that you? Season. Knows her season. That's what that word that's being used. Moedah. Moedim. The stork in heaven knows their occasion. They know. Look. What it says after. The turtle and the crane. Have you watched these nature shows, right? Watch these nature shows. And there's a time, a particular time, when the turtle goes on to the beach. The turtle goes on to the beach, and the turtle digs her a nice hole And what does the turtle do? Turtle lays eggs. Yes. Why? Because that's the season for that. That's the turtle's time. That's the turtle's appointed time. The stork in heaven knoweth her appointed time. See, the stork has appointed times when it's to multiply, bring forth. The turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of Yah. And the judgment of Yah will tell us the time of our coming, of our going. There's a purpose. The stork has a purpose to why it flies at this place, at this time, because it has to bring forth. And there's a time, or should I say, there's a season, an appointment for Israel. Now, we showed you Genesis 8 and 22. And let me show you that one more time. In Genesis 8 and 22, because what the scriptures is showing you what a season is, it is, it's appointed. It's occasioned. You can say appointed time, but I really prefer just to say an appointment. Because you can have an appointment at 10 o'clock. You can have an appointment at 3 o'clock, which is fine. But the point is you have an appointment. And that appointment has a purpose. In Genesis 8 and 22, while the earth remaineth seed time, what is the purpose of seed time? The plant. The seed time. And harvest. What's the purpose of harvest? It's appointed. What's the purpose of it? It's to gather in. And cold. What's the purpose of cold? Cold has a purpose. When Yahweh makes it cold, when it's cold season, there's a purpose for that. It's really for rest. It's really to preserve. That's what cold does. It preserves. So he makes it cold in its season. It's for preservation, for rest. For stillness. That's why when you're frozen, you can't move. There's a purpose to the cold. And heat. Heat has a purpose. Why do you think everywhere it's hot is where everything grows? Heat's purpose is to nurture, to bring forth things. Things to either cook something up or burn something up. And summer. Summer is a season. It's truly one of the only seasons. I don't know about this spring and this fall. But summer is a purpose. There's something that you're supposed to do during the summer. The summer also has another name, and it's called a year. Because during the summer is the year. It's the time where Yah has his light dominating. It's the purpose. And when that light is dominating, that's when all the work is done. That's when you work in the field. That's when you gather in. That's when you build. That's when you do these things during the summer. Why do you think? Look, I mean, it's natural. Everybody is naturally doing these things most of the time. In the wintertime, it's not a whole lot of construction going on. You don't see a bunch of people building houses during the winter. You don't see a bunch of people doing a bunch of things while it's cold during winter. And if it's not cold where you are, it's rainy because the winter is a wet season. You don't see a bunch of people outside building houses and buildings when it's frozen outside, when it's cold, when it's winter. But during the summer, that's when people go to work. And why? Because like Maury Neftali taught the other day, the year is likened to a day. And look in Psalms 104. See, there's purpose to these seasons, to these occasions, to these appointments. Your appointment is for a purpose. Psalms 104, verse 22 says, "The sun arises, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth to his work and to his labor until the evening." That's what man does during the day. That's what man does during the year, or during the summer. But during the winter, that's when you rest. That's when, look here, let me show you something. The winter is when you're chilling, literally. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 36th chapter, you're going to learn something here. Jeremiah, the 36th chapter. Verse 19 says, "Then said the princes to Baruch, go hide thee, and thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. Where you be?" And they went into the king, into the court. But they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent to Yehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber, and Yehudi read it in the ears of the king, in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now, the king was sat in the winter house. When's the winter? Why he got a winter house? Because he got a house in the where he go relax in the winter. It's obviously shaped and made for the winter. Don't you, people that live in very warm places, very hot places, they'll go to a winter vacation. I don't know. I'm from the cold, so I don't want no winter vacation. But nevertheless, people have winter vacation, whether it's to get warmer or to be amongst cold environment. If you go into a so-called winter house, it's going to have to be situated for the environment for that season. He went into the winter house. But when is the winter house? When did he go to it? He went into the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him, because it wasn't as warm outside, because it's the ninth month, and it's not the ninth moon, because the moon isn't for that season. The moon is for a different season. But you see, the winter house was during the ninth month, letting you know when the winter takes place. Like we said, the summer is for the year. And the winter is the cold season. It's part of seed time. But he was in a winter house in the ninth month. See, there's a purpose for all these seasons. But back at Genesis, the 8th chapter, 22nd verse, says he dealt with seed time harvest, cold heat, summer, winter, and day and night. Day has a purpose. What is day's purpose? It's to go to work. It's to get things done. It's for light. It's to see. Day has a purpose. Night has a purpose. It's for darkness. But there's two more seasons. Those are eight seasons right there. But there's two more. And what you notice about these seasons, they're always polar opposites of one another. Seed time, harvest time. Seed time is when you plant. Harvest time is when you gather in. Cold, it's frozen. Heat, is liquid. Things else. Summer is when you're growing, things are growing and working. Winter is when things are resting. Day is for light. Night is for darkness. And here's the last two seasons in the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter. I told you we'll get to this. In Numbers, the 28th chapter, verse 1, again, reads, "And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering and my bread, for my sacrifice is made by fire, for a sweet savor unto me, shall you observe to offer unto me in due season." When is this season? "Thou shalt say unto them, This is the offering made by fire, which shall offer unto Yahweh, two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shall you offer in the morning due season, and the other shall you offer in the evening due season." The morning is a appointment, see? It's a fixed time. It happens, and there it goes. The evening, it's a fixed time. It happens, and there it goes. It's a purpose for it. The morning and the evening occurred before there was a sun and a moon and stars. This happened from the first day because the morning, its purpose is for light to come in. The evening, its purpose is for light to go out. The day, its purpose is to be about light. The night, its purpose is to be about darkness. But are there signs that are attached to these seasons? Well, yes, there are signs that are attached to these seasons. See, this is like a culmination of everything we went over. Everything we taught about when it's about defining the word of the Creator. Now you're seeing how they all work in concert. In the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, verse 35 reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day." Now you see, what is the sun? The sun is the light that Yahweh made on the fourth day. He made it as a sign by day. But the day is the season. And the sun is a sign for that season. And the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night. Because that's for that season. The stars and the moon are light for the night, and the night is the season. The
purpose of the night is darkness. But Yahweh put those lights in that time, in that season, so you know. That's why they're lesser. That's why it's the lesser light. That light does not dominate the darkness. It don't dominate the darkness at all. Yeah, how can you have a light dark? You have that all the time. Because the moonlight is a soft light. It's a lesser light. It just shimmers. It doesn't dominate the sky to bring light to where it was day, because it's not for that season. Why do you think Yahweh gave the sun for the great light, or the greater light for the day? Because it's all about light now. He's going to dominate the night with something that would make it not dark. This is the season that these things are for. He said in verse 36, as those ordinances depart from before me, save Yahweh, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation from before me forever. But you know that's not going to happen. Because these lights are faithful witnesses in the sky. These lights are signs for these seasons. And they all take place during the year, throughout the 12 months and 30 days of every month. Also in Jeremiah 33, verse 19, it says, and the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day, which is a season, and my covenant of the night, which is a season, and that there shall not be day and night in what? Season. Now, don't let nobody tell you that the moon is for a day season or for all your seasons. Let's see if we can justify this. Go to the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Let's see if we can make these things fit. Remember, the season is an appointment. Something appointed. And why is it appointed? It has a purpose. It's appointed for a purpose. So what it says in Ecclesiastes, a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. There's a purpose for the season. And in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, verse 1 reads, Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast. Now that word feast in Hebrew, right here, this particular feast in Hebrew is Moedim, which is the same word that's used for season. So he's saying concerning the appointments of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts, my seasons, my appointments. An appointment is when you go meet somebody. And we got to go meet Yah. You got an appointment with Yahweh. A fixed occasion. A set time. Yah. And these are his appointments. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. Now, can the moon tell us when this is? Since, you know, some people believe the moon is for all your seasons. Is this what the moon is for? He says 6 days. Well, if you're using what Yahweh said, if you're reading according to what Yahweh said, if you're sanctifying Yahweh, if you're not adding, if you're trusting in the Most High, if you're acknowledging the Creator, when it says 6 days, you know it ain't talking about night. I know that just messes y'all up because the Jewish man taught you that a day and a night is the same thing. If a day and a night is the same thing, then water and vodka is the same thing. And we know water and vodka ain't the same thing. Six days. They ain't talking about no moon. No time when the moon is ruling. He's talking about light. 6 days shall work be done. And you know he got to be talking about when the sun is ruling, because work is being done. What we just read in Psalms 104, say when the sun arises, man goeth to his work. That's when it goes to work, when the sun come up. That's natural. 6 days shall work be done. So you know this is not, but this is an appointment though. You see, the moon can't be for this appointment, the Sabbath day. Some of y'all out there believe a day begins in the morning and believe that the Sabbath begins in the morning and ends in the evening, but then you believe the moon tells you for it's for your seasons. Well, what season? All your seasons, you'll say. But what about the Sabbath day? Well, not that season. Why not? Because the Sabbath day begins in the morning. Is the moon out during the morning? No. See, you see what I'm saying? Y'all don't know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. You know that you don't believe that for real. Look in the book of Psalms 104. When it starts being made this clear, you start feeling a little silly. You're like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? If you want the truth. If you don't like what I'm saying, though, you're not even hearing what I'm saying. You thought I was wrong the same as soon as you saw the title. As soon as I started speaking, I turned it off. And if somebody tell you to listen to it, you're probably going to say, I heard it. He don't know what he's talking about because you don't even want to know. But if you want to know the truth, you probably might be like, my goodness, what did we do? Because it's that clear. In Psalms 104, verse 19, it says, he appointed the moon for seasons. What season? What seasons did he appoint the moon for? Did he appoint the moon for the Sabbath day? Because Yahweh already called the Sabbath day an appointment. Yeah. Sabbath day is an appointment. It's a particular fixed occasion. The Sabbath day. It's an appointment. He appointed the moon for seasons. Is the Sabbath day one of those seasons? Well, so far, no, it's not. Well, let's see. Go back to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. I want y'all to see this. Since we've given you the whole plate now, we've shown you all the different seasons. We've shown you the different definitions of these very controversial words, of these words that have made people very confused and have led our people in very different directions. But now that the Creator has opened up the vision, has given us wisdom, has given us the light, has given us the message, now it's like, what in the world are we doing? But Leviticus 23, verse 4, again he repeats himself. These are the feasts. That's a Moedim. That's the same word as seasons in Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse. The same word. It's a season. It's an appointment. Same word. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even my holy convocations, which shall proclaim at their appointments, their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is Yahweh's Passover. Is that what the moon's for? Is the moon for that? What would it be if the moon is for that? There'll be a scripture that will clear all this up. And you'll find that in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Yeah, maybe I'm going to some of the same scriptures, but it's because they work. In Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the 6th verse, but at the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, not the moon, not the rising of the moon. Ain't no moon mentioned at all. No full moon, no half moon, no crescent moon, no quarter moon, no gibbous moon, no waxing moon, no waning moon, no moon mentioned at all. At the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. It's not mentioned here anything about the moon. Yet they'll say, I know it's Passover because the moon is the full moon. Go to Psalms 81. See, now you can't put moon for this season. There's a season the moon is for, though. We read it, but it ain't that one. Psalms 81. Let's look here. We're going to start in verse 1 on Psalms 81. So you get the whole plate of what we're talking about. And it says here, sing aloud unto Elohim, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Yaakov. Take a psalm. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in your books will read new moon. But we've already established that you know that don't say new moon. It really says Kodesh. And Kodesh means month. Because nowhere does Yahweh talk about a new moon. He only talks about the beginning of the month and he never says a moon. English says new moon. Just like English says Lord, just like English says God, and we're all wrong. New moon, Lord, God, wrong. This is blow up the trumpet in the month, in the time appointed. Why they put time appointed? Why is the time appointed? Even though that word ain't Moedim, why is the time appointed? Because it's an appointed time. It's an appointed time. We'll just rock with that right there. On our solemn feast day. It is a feast day. Is this a Moedim? It's still not a Moedim. It's talking about an appointed time, though. For this was a statute in Israel and a law in of Elohim Yaakov. So you want to use moon, say, look, the moon is for this season. The new moon is a season. Month is a season. That's how they do that. That's how they do that. The month is a season. Well, if it's appointed, If it's appointed, why you gotta go look for it? I don't gotta go look for the Sabbath day. I don't gotta go look for the Passover. I don't gotta go look for the summer. I don't gotta go look for the winter. I don't gotta look for seed time. I don't gotta go look for harvest. I don't have to go look for cold. I don't have to go look for heat so we could call the season. Let me look for the heat so I could call the season. It's heat. You see, that's what the heathens do. They send out a little gopher or a hedgehog or a gray, whatever this thing is, groundhog, some rodent. They send a rodent out to go look for his shadow, brothers and sisters, you understand. They send out a rodent to go look for his shadow. And if he sees his shadow, then they're telling you that spring is going to be 6 weeks late. But if he don't see his shadow, I might have this wrong, but if he don't see his shadow, then spring is 6 weeks early. Y'all people are relying on a groundhog seeing his shadow. And that is about as silly as looking for a moon to tell you when your month begins, a moon to tell you when your day begins, because Yahweh never told you to look for a groundhog, and Yahweh never told you to look for a moon to dictate not one season. But there is a season that moon will be assigned for. And we already read it. And that's the night season. Look in the book of Psalms. Proper scripture. Psalms. What does it say? The moon smiteth me by night. I had it in my head and then it went away. Psalms 121. Okay, so let's look at this. Psalms 121, verse 6, reads, "The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." That's the season for the moon, the night. Yahweh appointed the moon for seasons. What seasons? The night season. That's the season. But the moon is not a season. Even though they want to tell you that the moon and the month is interchangeable, when the month, according to your logic, would be a season, the month is a season, which it is a collection of days, so it is a type of season, but it's only a day season. But the moon isn't for your month, nor is for any of your seasons that you have for days. Not the Sabbath day, not the Passover, not the Feast of Unleavened Bread, not the Feast of Weeks, not the Feast or the Day of Blowing of Trumpets, nor the Day of Atonement, nor the Feast of Tabernacles. That's not what the moon is for. Not those seasons. Even look in the book of 2 Kings. Just showing you that a season is appointed. It's when something is appointed. And what is it appointed? It's appointed for a purpose. In 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, Let's read in verse 14. And he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Verily, she has no child, and her husband is old." And he said, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood at the door. And he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "Nay, my master, thou man of Elohim, do not lie unto thy handmaid." He told her at about this season, about this appointment. I'm giving you an appointment according to the time of life, which means there's a certain time of life. Look in Ecclesiastes. Third chapter, second verse. A time to be born. See, there's a time of life, a time to die, a time to plant. That's seed time. And a time to pluck up that which is planted. That happens in the harvest. A time to kill, and that can happen in any season. And a time to heal, which can happen in any season. There's a time to break down, a time to build up. There's a time to weep, and a time to laugh. See, these are times, and they can happen throughout various seasons. But the prophet Elisha told the lady that at this season, about this season, according to the time of life, you're going to have a son. You know who else spoke like that? He said about this season, which was an appointment. But you know who else spoke like that? Look in Genesis. The 18th chapter, in verse 12 says, "Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my master being old also? And Yahweh said unto Abraham, therefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child?" Which am old? Is anything too hard? Which means, is anything too wonderful for Yah? At the time appointed. This is the same word as season. At the time appointed, I will return unto you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Why? Because it's an appointed time. Because it's an occasion. Because it's set. Because you can't go ahead and move it there, move it wherever you want to. It's appointed. And who appointed it? Who appointed all of these things? Yahweh. Yahweh did this. Look here. In the book of Isaiah. The 44th chapter. Verse 21. Remember these, O Yaakov, and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for Yahweh hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For Yahweh has redeemed Yahweh and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. Yahweh did it all. He appointed it all. And his appointments are perfect. Again, look here what Yahweh says. In the book of Isaiah. The fifth chapter. The 45th chapter. The fifth verse. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, which is the end, that there, and you know what the rising of the sun is, the front, that there is none beside me. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I form the light and create the darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. You see? Creator did it all. No one else. No scientist, not Albert Einstein, not Galileo, not Plato, not Icarus, not whoever. Yahweh, not Isaac Newton, not Hippocrates, whatever his name is. Not Pythagorean. Yahweh did it all. He did all of this. He made the day. He made the night. He made the light. He made the dark. He made the harvest. He made the seed time. He made the cold. He made the heat. He made the summer. He made the winter. He made the morning. He made the evening. He made the sun. He made the moon. He made the stars. He made the earth. He made the heavens. He made the sea. He made it all. That's why everything that's going on today is according to what Yahweh made. That's why these heathens are running around fooling about climate change. They don't like that the seasons don't seem like the season. Look here, there's a proverb. I meant to look this up earlier. Let me show you this. It's in the book of Proverbs, chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26, it says, as snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Yeah. That's why Donald Trump don't care nothing about climate change. You see that? Donald Trump don't care about climate change because Donald Trump is a fool. So Donald Trump don't care if it's snowing and it should not, if it's raining when it should not. But see, they don't want to, they running around worried about the seasons. Why? Because it's not according what they think is according to the Most High. They want to call it climate change. They don't want to let you know that it's the Most High bringing forth heat, because there's a purpose for heat. And one of the purposes for heat, the heathens are squarely afraid of. And that's in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. It says, verse 1, "For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven." So they are really afraid of this. They're afraid of this heat coming and burning as an oven. They're afraid of it. And since they don't call it climate change, but Yahweh said, and all the proud, that means all the people that took the rainbow and turned it into the pride flag and supported all the proud. That means all the people that try to tell you that Yah's words don't matter and listen to them, all the proud. And all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahweh of hosts, and it shall leave neither root nor branch. There's no stopping the Creator. No matter if you make a climate change accord, no matter what you do. Seed time and harvest. Cold and heat. Summer and winter. Day and night. Morning and evening shall not cease. And Yahweh do what he will in every season and in every time. Because everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Who can abide in the day of Yah? Yah, the fails before the decree pass, and you feel Yah's wrath. Who can abide in the day of Yah? For my fire and the sword, he will be with all flesh. Therefore, who can abide in the day of Yah? He should send his prophet to work, least he could smite the earth with a curse. Who can abide in the day of Yah? The constellations won't shine, so you better get right while the time arrives. Shine, for the light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon. But darkness covers the earth and gross darkness. People of the inhabitants is walking in evil. Who is this that coming from Edom? Blood of the heathen sprinkled on his garments and none relieve him. Let me tell you about the day of Yah. He's coming with his fire burning in his chariot. Like a whirlwind consuming all the swine eaters. Plus the abomination that make desolation of my nation with the shrine teachers. In the valley of decision, will he plead and repay the wicked shakes, and the earth reads from a place. All hands shall be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. As a woman that travail with a babe, their faces shall be a slave. Throws and pains, and many get slain. Who can abide in the day of Yah? Yah, the ye sails before the decree pass, and you feel Yah's wrath. Who can abide in the day of Yah? For my fire and the sword, he will be with all flesh. Therefore, who can abide in the day of Yah? He should send his prophet to work, least he come and smite the. The constellations won't shine, so you better get right while the time. Shall I not in that day say if Yah even destroyed a wise man out of Edom, and understanding out the mount of Esau with a mighty man, old seaman, shall be dismayed. Every one of y'all slain for the violence against our brother. Shame shall cover on the day that they stood on the other side when the strangers took captives, cast lots, you was at the masses and gave us up to the taskmasters. The day of Yahweh is near, as you have done, the same will be done to you, and they should be as though they have never been. But upon Mount Zion, y'all should be deliverance, the house of Jacob, the possessor. Y'all my protector, the house of Jacob. Joseph of flame, to have